Title: CMS releases 2017 Medicare hospital payment rates, penalties for poor performers. Content: Earlier this month, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, issued a final rule, modifying the Hospital Inpatient Prospective Payment System, IPPS, and Long-Term Acute Care Hospital, LTCH, Prospective Payment System, PPS, for fiscal year, FY, 2017. CMS pays acute care hospitals for services provided to Medicare beneficiaries under the IPPS and pays long-term care hospitals, e.g. hospices, nursing homes, under the LTCH PPS. For FY 2017, CMS projects that the final rule's provisions will increase total Medicare spending for acute care hospital services by $746 million. In contrast, payments to long-term care hospital services are expected to decrease by $363 million, or 7.1%. According to CMS, the adjusted payments demonstrate an ongoing effort to move the Medicare program away from volume-based payments and toward a pay-for-performance, value-based, reimbursement methodology as supported by a pay-for-reporting program. The final rule, which goes into effect October 1, 2016, will affect an estimated 3,330 acute care hospitals and 430 LTCHs, quality over quantity. Updates to Medicare payments for hospital inpatient stays. In short, CMS generally reimburses acute and long-term care hospitals for inpatient care with a single payment based on the diagnosis-related group, DRG. Assigned at discharge, the DRG classification system divides diagnoses into groups that reflect the resources necessary for hospitals to treat. The conditions. CMS is required to update the payment system annually to ensure that the rates account for any changes in the costs of goods or services to treat each DRG. The DRG-based IPPS payments are subject to quality improvement adjustments under the Hospital Value-Based and Hospital Readmissions Reduction Programs, Hospital VBP Program and HRR Program, respectively. The Hospital Acuted Conditions Reduction Program, HAC Reduction Program, and the Hospital Inpatient Quality Reporting Program, Hospital IQR Program. Such adjustments constitute a significant component of the final rule and are, in large part, the subject matter of this writing. Key provisions affecting acute care hospitals, IPPS. Under the final rule, hospitals have financial incentives to improve quality of care. For example, CMS will increase DRG base payment rates by 0.95% for hospitals that participate in the Hospital IQR program and are meaningful users of an electronic health record, EHR, system. Hospitals that fail to submit quality data to the Hospital IQR program and/or are not meaningful EHR users will suffer a 0.25% and 0.75% penalty, respectively. Using quality data from the HAC reduction program, CMS will decrease payments by 1% to hospitals that rank in the worst-performing quartile for hospital-acquired conditions, e.g. sepsis, surgical site infections. Similarly, the HRR program will increase penalties for hospitals with excessive readmissions for applicable conditions, e.g. acute myocardial infarction, congestive heart failure. The final rule also implements the following changes: extended eligibility for hospitals to qualify for low-volume hospital payment adjustments. A low-volume hospital must be located more than 15 road miles from another hospital and have fewer than 1,600 Medicare discharges. Medicare uncompensated care payments are expected to decrease by $400 million, totaling $6 billion for FY 2017. Hospitals qualify for uncompensated care payments based on their relative share of uncompensated care nationally. Section 631 of the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012, ATRA, requires CMS to recover $11 billion in documentation and coding overpayments since 2008. The new rule implements a minus 1.5% adjustment to recoup the remaining $5.05 billion. Reversal of the controversial 0.2% cut associated with the two-midnight rule, hospital stays spanning two midnights are billed as inpatient admissions. The provision increases payment rates by 0.8% to account for the cut's financial impact for FY's 2014, 2015, and 2016. Provisions affecting long-term care hospitals, LTCHPPS, beginning FY 2016, CMS established two separate payment categories for LTCH patients, standard and site neutral. Under the final rule, cases qualify for higher standard payments if the patient meets specific clinical criteria following a direct admission from an IPPS, e.g. 3-day.